Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from Luke chapter 15, beginning of verse 1, a familiar story. But I'm going to read portions of this story, and then we'll talk about it for a moment. Now, the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him, hear Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." And then he, Jesus, said, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of my property that is coming to me.' And the younger son squandered his property in reckless living, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. But when he, the son, came to himself, he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the father said to his servants, 'Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he, the servant, said to him, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound.' But he, the older brother, was angry and refused to go in." Well, last week we began a look at the story that's called the prodigal son, and we suggest that it could also be called the parable of the loving father. Jesus told this story to the disciples, to Pharisees that were standing there, and others who were gathered, after the Pharisees had criticized Jesus again and again for associating with tax collectors, with other sinners, and maybe everyday sinners like you and like me. It's a story of a father, a younger son, and also an older son, two brothers. A father who honored his younger son's demand for his inheritance, after which the younger son left, wasted it, and ended up feeding pigs in a pig pen before he came to his senses and turned back toward home. We saw in the story the example of a gracious, loving father, the example of our Father in heaven, our Creator, yours and mine, who finds us where we are, runs to us, picks us up from the pits of despair that we often find ourselves in at times, and sends us back into life, while also restoring us to wholeness, healing us in the broken places, lifting us up from our fallings and failings, and transforming us to live the lives he created us to live. When we allow him into our lives, that's what he will do for us. Today, a couple other things that we might find or see in the story. First, let me ask you this. Do you suppose Jesus told that parable just to demonstrate what God the Father was like? Or did he also have another reason, which he often did when he told these stories? Maybe, in addition to showing the overwhelming love of God, he was also suggesting that we be like that for others, even those who take advantage of us, those who treat us like the younger son treated his father in that story. I don't know. It's just a thought. I hope he wasn't talking about me, though. But I wonder if Jesus' story paints the picture of the kind of father that I should be for my son Nathan, my daughter-in-law Amy, my granddaughters Hannah and Ellie, of the kind of husband I should be for Linda, a role I fall short in at times, the kind of person I should be for my friends, for the people I work and walk with everyone I meet everywhere. But maybe he wasn't talking about me, or maybe he was, because if the truth be told, I'm a lot like that older brother at times, critical, angry, unforgiving, and judgmental. The older brother was angry at what his brother had done and felt he should be punished for doing it. He was like those Pharisees of the day who would rather see a sinner destroyed than forgiven and restored. He couldn't understand why There was to be a celebration for his brother. He couldn't forgive. He wanted a pound of flesh from his younger brother. We're like that, aren't we? We have a hard time forgiving others. We require something first, don't we? An apology, at least. We have a hard time sharing God's grace, restoring our relationship with them, and helping to restore them to wholeness. As an aside, we have a hard time doing that for ourselves, too, don't we? Forgiving ourselves, moving on from our failures and mistakes while God waits, twiddling his thumbs, rolling his eyes, sighing, and waiting for us to move on with him into the life that he has set before us. When was the last time you remember intervening into someone's life to make it better? But isn't that what Jesus wants us to do every day? Meeting someone at their point of need and taking them where they ought to be. I remember a story in an old Sunday Parade magazine about James Caan entitled How I Picked Up the Pieces. James Caan, as you know, many of you know, an actor with tremendous success in movies like Brian's Song, The Godfather, and many others. Yet also a life that we may not have known about, of tremendous heartache in 3 failed marriages, and with an addiction at one point to cocaine. He was in the pig pen until he found out that his 15-year-old son took it upon himself to go to his dad's drug dealer with a baseball bat to threaten the drug dealer to stop selling drugs to his dad. The son, with a clear and tough example of God's grace, love, and courage, intervened into his dad's life. Hearing of what his son had done, James Caan came to himself in the pig pen, and through rehabilitation was restored from his addiction to who he was meant to be. Maybe we are to be like that son of James Caan, maybe without the baseball bat, but to be like that son, to be like that loving father in the parable. But even more, maybe we're to be like God, forgiving, loving, finding and lifting others in the world around us to be all that they can be. Which leads me to another thing, something I touched on earlier, which we see in the story. Whether we want to admit it or not, we will all have moments in the pig pen. Maybe we already have. Times where we fail in our relationships, we fail in business, where all the dreams we had lay flat, where we've broken the trust of someone who counted on us, where we've let our children down and haven't been the example to them that we know we should have been, times where we have absolutely messed up, or worse. We will have moments when we have dared to do mighty things only to fall short and find ourselves lying in pieces, defeated and unable to move on, where we have trouble forgiving ourselves, picking ourselves up and catching a glimpse of the future that God has for us. In those moments, we need to remember Jesus is always there, standing at the door of our hearts, knocking on that door, waiting to come in and waiting for us to come to ourselves and to turn toward him, and maybe even for some of you to turn toward him for the very first time in your life and allow him in. Has it been a while since you've spent time with him and felt his love flooding over you? I know I've been there. May I offer this suggestion? Stop trying to do life all by yourself. Stop trying to prove you are worthy. Just stop for one moment and see yourself as he sees you, and let his love and grace flow over you and begin to restore you to all the fullness of life that he intended for you, to the life he created you to live. One of my favorite songs came to mind again as I was preparing for our time together today. One Moment in Time was the theme song of the 1988 Summer Olympics sung by the late Whitney Houston. Its message is timeless. Listen to some of the words which maybe apply to our own moment, to your moment, perhaps today, where we realize we need to come to our senses and turn toward home, toward the life God sets before us, toward the best that we can be with God leading our lives. Listen, each day I live, I want to be a day to give the best of me. I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown. Give me one moment in time when I'm more than I thought I could be, when all of my dreams are a heartbeat away and the answers are all up to me. Give me one moment in time when I'm racing with destiny. Then, in that one moment of time, I will be free. Where are you in your life, in your relationship with Him? Has it been a while since you've spent time with the God of all creation and gotten closer to Him? He's there. He's waiting, and He will be there. The good news is that no matter how many pig pens you or I may have landed in, there is always hope, celebration, and victory for today with the God who is always there looking for you, running to you, and lifting you up to all He created you to be. We have one moment in time stretching out before us to be all that we can be with Him. And by His example and by His call on our lives, listen to me, we can also help others to be all that they can be in their one moment in time in their lives today and every day. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you. Thank you for this message that's always there. Thank you for how you continue to stand before us, knock on the door of our hearts and say, let me in, Scott. It's time I need to show you how much I love you. Thank you for running to us. Thank you for being there for us. And thank you, Lord, for allowing us the privilege to be with you, to walk with you, to help others to see how they can be and all that they can be in the one moment of time that we have extended before us with you in the lead. Thanks for loving us, and especially thank you for your Son. And it's in His precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.